And he'd seen this man before somewhere with darkened eyes upon him. He said he was once a prisoner until his angel freed him, and he wished upon the stars and disappeared. Then did she ride to him from many miles away. She told him that she loved him and she asked for him to stay. He'll never know the answer to the prayer he never prayed. Well, up come old Lazarus, up come old Lazarus from the grave. He trembled as he washed ashore, the sunlight bathed upon him. He crept out from the darkness of his solitary chamber, with blinking eyes and whitened hair from all the years of questioning, a lifetime all but swept up by the waves. He crawled out from the ocean and he lay back down beside her, still breathing on the sand. He whispered all the words that mattered, but long ago they parted like the waves fall from the shoreline, and he slept 1,000 years down in the mine. Then did she ride to him from many miles away. She told him that she loved him and she asked for him to stay. He'll never know the answer to the prayer he never prayed. Well, up come old Lazarus, up come old Lazarus from the grave.
So that was a choir of Petra Hayden's.
That's right.
Did she do all
incredible,
the voices?
Yeah, she did all those.
Yep. And that was also a Moondog composition called Down Is Up from Songs and Symphoniques, The Music of Moondog, a collaboration between Ghost Train Orchestra and Kronos Quartet that we've been featuring this afternoon here. My guest in the studio has been Brian Carpenter, leader and music director of the Ghost Train Orchestra. And we heard two songs, by the way, from Brian Carpenter and the Confessions from the album The Far End of the World. We heard Savior of Love and Up Come Old Lazarus. So mention the show again. Mention your radio show. Mention your podcast. Mention the Town Hall gig.
Yeah, April 16th, Town Hall, Ghost Train Orchestra, Kronos Quartet, with special guests Marissa Nadler, David Byrne, Jonas Policewoman, Karen Mantler. It's going to be incredible, incredible show. I'm on WZBC every Friday night, except when I'm here in New York, and then it's a rerun. But WZBC Free Association. It's 7 to 10 on Friday nights, and the podcast is the same Free Association with Brian Carpenter.
And as we heard, there's another album's worth of material that you've recorded with Kronos of Moondog.
Another album of material, plus we have a work on another record now of all original compositions.
About time.
Based on cities around the world. So that's going to be... And then there's a third project that I'll tell you about at dinner. Secret.
Okay. Thanks to everybody who commented on the Aki playlist. I haven't had a chance to read them. It's been a little chaotic behind the scenes because we didn't plan the show. We didn't know what we were going to be playing. Brian had a stack
very seat of the pants.
Stack of CDs and a bunch of stuff on a laptop, right. And it's a little chaotic, but it's kind of the way we do radio here. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next week with the WFMU Fundraising Marathon. Week one, my co-host will be Mark Hurst of Tectonic. Stay tuned for Ken Friedman Man and Andy Breckman Man on 7 Second Delay. Did I give the station ID?
I think you did.
I think I did too. I hope I did. I don't know if
well,
I didn't.
You can always just do it again.
WFMU is around 91. Stay tuned for him.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. I'm here with the creator of 7 Second Delay right now, Andy Breckman.
Are we live or is this a rerun?
No, we are live right now.
It feels a little like a rerun.
Well, that's because we're downstairs now in the weird studio.
It feels like this was done like a couple years ago and we're just digging the cassette out of the closet and hitting play. It just feels like we're not really here.
It sounds like you're having some kind of neurological problem, but I feel like I'm live right here, right now.
I feel like I'm on tape.
That's really weird.
It is so weird. Is there any way to settle this?
It's like looking in the mirror and not seeing yourself in there. I don't know what to tell you. You're having some kind of...
Because if we take calls, that would settle the bet.
Okay, well, we have a call.
Let's see.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, show me the money.
She wants the money, Andy.
Well, tell me what that means.
She wants to play your game.
Then there must be live.
Andy Breckman's Squid Game.
Oh, yeah, my Squid Game, my survival game.
Well, we have our first contestant.
I'm loving it.
What's your name?
Pam.
It's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, my God, I recognize Pam before you did. Pam, how was your week, honey?
My week is wonderful. I just got a whole bunch of free fruit and vegetables from a neighbor, and
that can't go wrong. Yeah, that's always fantastic.
Andy
free vegetables.
Andy just passed me a note saying I should ask what kind of fruit.
No, I don't. For the love of God, don't answer.
I'm also getting two new tires, not for free, on my car.
Well, you've got to rotate those tires. You got to make sure those tires are good, because you know what's a lost art is changing tires on the side of the road.
Well, you never knew how to do that.
No, did you ever have to do that?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Really?
When I have a spare tire, they don't give you a spare tire anymore.
No, they give you some kind of weird pump and
I couldn't make the booze cruise last July. I had no
That's
spare
right.
Tire.
Yeah, that was your excuse.
Yeah.
That is so nuts that they don't give you a tire.
I know. No. And they don't tell you that they're not giving you a spare tire.
Because nobody changes their own tire anymore. You called the man. Mm-hmm. You called the man.
It's not hard to change a tire.
Yeah, Pam. But, Pam, don't call the woman. Call the man. Seriously, if you're in trouble. I guess you have to say or the woman. But you're on the side of the road.
I know lots of women you could call, Andy, the next time you need somebody to change your tire.
Yeah.
So I guess you didn't teach your daughters how to put on a spare tire. You taught them how to dial a phone number.
Yes, I taught them how to dial a phone number.
Yeah, I taught my daughter how to change a goddamn spare tire.
I taught my daughter how to call your daughter.
Well, then
so it all worked out perfectly.
That works out.
But Pam, it's so great to hear your voice, and I know
it's
you're
great
excited.
To hear your voice
I know you're
too.
Excited
it's
about
live.
The marathon next week. I think this is going to be a...
Pam's our first contestant of Andy's Squid Game. Let's get our second contestant.
Okay. I guess it's kind of self-explanatory. We don't have
Not
to explain
really.
The rules.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Ken, Andy, how the heck are you?
It's Pete the Gardener.
Oh, this is going to be heartbreaking because they can't all survive the first round.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Pete the Gardener.
And now we need a third caller at 201-209-9368.
I think Family Appraiser needs to call in.
That's right.
And then we can play the first round of Andy's Squid Game. We're going to have...
We can eliminate. We'll be eliminating early on. We'll be eliminating our regular callers and getting some fresh blood. 201-209-9368. Somebody is going home with $125 tonight.
Oh, has it grown to $125?
I did a little research.
That's fantastic.
What I learned was WFMU listeners.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Most WFMU listeners.
Yes.
Will do almost anything for $125.
I don't think that's true.
I think that is true. Case in point, Pete and Pam.
Well, we're not asking nuts.
Fine, almost.
Well, I think you and I know, Pete, it's a very short list of things you won't do for $125.
I did try to loosen my morals a little bit to try and win, but I got no response.
Well, you didn't loosen them quite enough. Just another 5 degrees, Pam. You were so close. 201-209-9368. Okay, let's meet our third caller.
We need contestant number 3.
Just put him on, Ken. Just hit the button.
Just
How
wait,
about Beth?
Waiting for them to call,
Yeah,
Andy.
Beth would be... I wonder if Beth would be voted off
the... I have the morals of a mink.
And let's explain how this is going to work once
it's
we
basically,
do...
It's basically this. You're gonna be talking for 2 minutes, I don't care which one of you it is, but one of you...
1 to 2 minutes.
1 to 2 minutes. Yeah, it's almost random. And you're going to have to decide among yourselves. It has to be unanimous. Which of you goes on to round 2? Two of you will be eliminated. The only criteria is it has to be unanimous. If it's not unanimous, you're all eliminated.
And we have our third caller. Who's this?
Don't be shy.
Caller number 3.
Thanks for calling. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, Ken.
What, scare him away?
Yeah. You excited about next week's marathon?
I am excited about next week's marathon.
I think it's going to be the best marathon ever. You know why?
Why?
I think it's going to fail miserably.
Well, no, you've had a great year. You had that new movie. You're getting nominated for all these awards.
I think the station is just not going to come close to its number, and you're going to go under, and it will be the best. In hindsight, it will sting. It will hurt. But in hindsight, it will be the best thing that ever happened to you. You'll have to move on.
And
you'll have to hit reset. You'll have to find something else to do.
The soaking of the Breckman will take place at 6:15 next Wednesday.
My wish for you is a failed marathon, is a wake-up call that is long overdue.
Contestant number 3, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, you got Sam the Appraiser here.
All right.
Okay, okay.
Yay, Sam!
Okay, so it's...
Hey,
so, oh, this is going to be very dramatic. This is like... This is like Clash of the Titans. These are three regular callers. One of them will have to convince the other that he is more deserving of moving on to... well, maybe Pam, maybe because Pam's a chick. I guess you can make the case.
Oh, so we already have someone pushing, like, for the other two.
You could. I don't know. You're gonna have to talk amongst yourself and then unanimously decide who will move on. One of you will be eligible for $125.
So, yeah, Pam, Pete, and Sam.
PayPal to you.
When I give you...
It can't be all of us?
No. That's the drama.
Is there only one person at the end,
and you're going to have to survive three or four rounds. So you're going to have to be...
So could we get everybody's email address? So if, like, one person survives and says, I'll split it with everybody who's gone through this...
But by the time you go... But, Pam, it's a good question, Pam. But by the time you go through this, you will have had to beat out 10, 11, maybe 12 other people. Too many people
to email. You're not beating someone if you're working together.
But by the time you've dealt with 12 other people, it's hardly worth your trouble. It's only $125. Right.
Well, you might say that because you're rich.
Okay, I'm voting Pam off.
Well, you're voting Pam off. There you go. We're going to start the clock.
We haven't begun yet. I'm going to do a countdown, and the alarm is going to go off at a random time in between 1 and 2 minutes.
Right. You don't know when it's going to go off. If when the alarm goes off, there's no consensus, you're all eliminated.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so you need
performance anxiety.
Okay, are you guys ready? Let's start.
That's the spirit, Pam.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget, you only have a random amount of time. It's between 60 seconds and 2 minutes.
That's fine.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
What do we do?
I vote I'm for unemployed. Pete and Sam I need the hell. Money.
Okay.
That's I'm all. Unemployed. That's all I have to say. Money. It should be Pete the gardener. Gardeners need money.
Pete the gardener should... Stay?
Yes.
So only one of us can stay after this?
Yes, only one can stay.
More contestants or something?
And you don't deserve it because you told me to leave, and I don't think, and I already said
you don't deserve
should have it,
obviously. I guess
and Pam, if
then.
You would win, you'd only get 72 cents on the man's dollar because that's unfortunately the way society is running in this country at this moment. So
the
total output out of Andy's pocket, I think a man should win, not because I'm a misogynist today.
Wow.
Okay, I vote for myself then. We're all going down because I'm not voting for either of you right now.
Oh, maybe I'll vote for Pam then.
I'll vote for Pam too.
I can't condemn
Thank you. That's so sweet.
But really,
it's unanimous. I vote for myself too. So therefore, we're done.
Should vote for
Pam wins.
All right, it sounds like they've.
Is that your final decision?
Yes.
All right, then we're saying goodbye.
Oh, no, I don't know. No, I'm kind of hoping you guys will change and vote for me because I was so considerate. Wait, but did the alarm go off yet?
Have you guys decided? I thought
no,
you had.
If the alarm goes off now, they are in. They have. Right, they
the
are not.
If the alarm, once the alarm goes
I'm
off,
I'm still
then
down
for
Pam.
Okay, Pam.
Too late.
No. It was unanimous.
For Pam?
Pam moves on.
Okay.
Yay,
okay.
Pam wins.
So will Pam win?
Thanks, Pete and Sam.
So Pam batted her beautiful eyelashes.
Yeah, right.
And showed a little calf, pulled up her skirt a few inches.
Oh,
and made it all work for her.
Exactly.
So will Pam survive the next round?
How many rounds are we having?
What if there's, Pam, what if there's another chick in the next round? Good luck, honey. Good luck, man. What if there's a chick with a real sob story? Good luck, baby. $125 on the block.
I have muscles.
Who will survive? 201-209-9368.
And how many rounds are we?
Well,
sorry, Pam, what did you say?
What if there are no more callers? Does that mean I win?
By default, sure. If you're happy with that, Pam, if you can live with yourself.
I could live with myself.
201-209-9368. And what will you do with that $125?
I'll have to think about it.
Yeah. My advice, go to the bank, cash it in for quarters and dimes.
Why?
Throw it on the bed, take off your clothes, and go rolling around in it. No feeling like it, Ken. I don't have to tell you, after every marathon, I've seen you and your wife.
I roll around in paper money, not coins.
I know, Ken. I know, Ken. Ken, I've seen you in March every year.
Why do you roll around on coins?
Because I don't have the kind of windfall you get every March.
Hey, everybody, I just...
Oh, tell them, make sure you tell them next week that the station really needs your money because to stay on the air costs money.
Wait. I'm trying to write this down. You're talking too
fast. That their expenses go up every year.
Yeah, okay.
And rent goes up and, electrical.
This is good stuff. Just don't talk so fast.
You have a payroll. Yeah. You know the whole thing.
Payroll.
And that, and if you don't hit your... If you don't hit your number, if you don't hit the goal, the station might go under. Make sure you tell them that.
No, I'm not going to tell them that.
People.
That's such a lie.
No, I've met people that love the station.
Yeah,
that will work.
Hi, you're on the air, contestant. Oh, we're still looking. We're looking for contestant number two and three.
Just take ads
for round two.
Just take ads. Just talk about how delicious Diet Sprite is, or how much you love your new Buick. Not, just take ads.
Can't.
Just take ads.
Not allowed to.
It's just that new Spidey Multiverse movie. That was wonderful. Go see it. There, done.
Spidey Multiverse.
Well, just take ads. Just talk about products.
Are you talking about Madam Web?
Who cares? Yeah, Madam Web. Let's talk about Madam Web. And you get paid. People get paid for that.
All right, contestant number two.
Okay, it's Pam.
You're on the air. Contestant number two, what's your name?
Roger.
All right,
okay,
Roger.
Now, Roger sounds like he has a real sob story. Sounds like he really needs that $125.
Yes, it does.
Make sure you play on Pam's heartstrings, Roger.
And now we're waiting.
I don't know the rules of this game, so...
You have to convince...
Out that I guess I'm supposed to have a sob story.
You have to convince Pam.
No, you don't have to have a sob story.
You have to convince contestants B and C that you deserve $125 more than they do.
All right.
Okay, and here's now.
I don't think that's what it's all about.
Well, no.
I don't think so either. I never saw the Squid Game TV show. If that's what it was, but
neither did
to make it up.
So.
Pam, you play whatever cards you want to play. You bat those eyelashes, honey. Pam, right. Pam has a secret weapon.
Yeah,
cleavage.
But cleavage on radio. I mean, we all.
I know exactly. Good luck, Pam, with your cleavage on radio.
I mean, it's yeah, cleavage.
Pam, you might want to rethink your strategy.
Hey, Pam, you know what Andy did? Andy was on a little trip the last month or so, and he didn't want to do any laundry while he was traveling around. So he bought 30 pairs of underwear and 30 T-shirts and 30 socks.
That's all true, yes.
And then every day he just threw away, well, not every single day, but whenever when things got really smelly, he would just throw the old clothes away.
It probably was, in the end, like financially a wash because I didn't do any laundry. I didn't have to pay for laundry.
Would that be daily or would that be like every few
hours?
It's
every day. No, not every few hours, yeah.
Is it good or bad that he didn't give it to a homeless person?
I offered it to a number of homeless people. They said no for reasons I don't want to go into now. They wouldn't wear my clothes.
Oh, racing stripes.
Yeah, the racing stripes.
Am I right?
Yeah. It looked too dorkish. Yeah.
We're waiting for contestant number three to call us at 201-209-9368.
We're giving away $125.
We are. Whatever the
That's
last
dinner. You can go to Chuck E. Cheese for $125. Play the arcade.
Roger, are you competitive?
You could take acid and go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Giving away, we're kind of earning
even
it.
Better.
You could take acid. Yeah. The acid is $40, right?
No, less
and then
than
you have $85 for Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you haven't lived.
No, Pam. In answer to your question, I don't tend to be competitive.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Roger and Pam, and who's okay? Let's meet the contestant number three.
Contestant number three has not called in yet.
Well, what are they?
What happens if there's no other contestants? Then it's just
I think people.
Mean,
see,
Pam,
is,
do you mean for the next 45 minutes? Well, that would be wonderful.
All right, we got him.
Yeah, we caught him.
Contestant number three, you're on the air. What's your name?
It's like going fishing.
Hey, this is Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Okay, so we're going to just let them introduce themselves to each other.
Well, wait. No, we're going to pick a random time between 1 and 2 minutes.
Okay, one of you is more deserving than the other two.
Derek sounds like he wants to move on. Yeah.
One of you is more deserving. Let's see you persuade the other two.
Deserving.
I think that's exactly what's on the what's going to be decided.
Pam and Roger and Derek, I'm going to count down from three, and then we begin. Three,
okay.
Two, one, go.
Derek.
I want the money so that I can soak Andy with it.
Is that Derek or Roger?
That's my pitch. Yeah, that's Derek.
Okay. I want the money. I mean, I'd like to have the money and keep it, but I don't have enough money to be able to support FMU during the marathon. And if I win this money, I'm going to forward it directly to this show in support of the marathon.
Can you
that
show
sounds like
receipt?
A very similar pitch to mine.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so one of you two. Which one is more honest? Which one of you is honest?
Maybe we'll let you be the judge of that, Pam.
Which one of you will actually do that?
I will actually do that.
Okay.
I will actually do that.
All right, but Roger said it first, so I think I'm going to have to vote. Then it doesn't matter which one of you goes.
Doesn't.
That's true.
So which one of you wants to go forward? Which one do you think will survive?
Roger, you want to stay on the phone the longest?
I confess, I have won money on this show before.
Good.
I won the coin toss like 25 years ago.
Okay, so we have to decide. Which of you two?
Let's do Roger.
Okay, Roger wins.
Okay.
Wow, done.
Wow.
Oh, man, you only had 5 seconds left, too. That was amazing.
I'm now curious about a round without Pam, who seems to be...
Exactly.
Pam seems to
I like to get things done.
No, you do. Pam, you seem to be this natural leader, and what will they do without you? I'd like to see Roger try to fill those shoes.
There's still 40 minutes. Couldn't
I'm sure
Pam
Roger
call back?
Will do great.
Well, yeah, Pam, you could try to call back, but good luck because our phone bank is jam-packed. I'll tell you why that's funny.
Why?
No one's calling.
No, people were calling a second ago.
Okay.
Okay, Roger.
Roger is moving on to the next round. Roger has survived. It is kind of like Squid Game. Okay, so Roger has survived.
Congratulations, so Pam.
We're saying goodbye to Pam and Derek.
Goodbye, Derek.
You don't have to
be
nice
Pam
to them.
Derek.
They're losers all. Pam and Derek, losers all.
Roger, where are you from?
I don't really feel like I'm from anywhere. I'm in the middle of moving, and I'm from New York City, but I've moved upstate,
okay.
And I'm regretting it completely.
Oh, where did you move upstate?
Millbrook?
You know what it sounds like you need, Roger? $125.
Former home of Timothy Leary.
Right down the street, yeah.
Yeah, the Millbrook Estate.
Yeah, the Hitchcock Estate.
Yeah, where G. Gordon Liddy busted everybody.
Fantastic place.
Wow, you live in a historic, you're in a historic neighborhood.
Historic neighborhood only to to the following people. Ken Friedman, no one else.
Right.
But then G. Gordon.
Historic community.
G. Gordon Liddy, he busted Timothy Leary, and then he busted Steely Dan.
Did he?
Yeah.
Imagine you could stand right on the spot where those warrants were served. Imagine that, Ken. Imagine giving a tour. All right, so Roger, you've moved on.
All right, Roger, we're going to take the second contestant now.
Okay, is Roger more deserving than this contestant?
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Matthew.
Okay,
all right,
Matthew,
you are contestant number two.
That sounds pretty pathetic. I don't know. He might be able to make the case. 201-209-9368. We have $125. Maybe Pam
I'm the sacrificial lamb. I don't actually want to go through to the next round.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good news for Roger, who has proved himself quite ambitious. and maybe Pam will just hit redial. 201-209-9368. Is this going the way we want it to, Ken?
Yes.
Would you say it's going swimmingly?
Yes, exactly as we wanted it to. We were so scared. But
we were?
Yeah, this is great.
Okay. And then at some point, there's going to be the ultimate round, the final round, where the money really will be decided.
Yeah, that's what people are waiting for. See, that's
the thing. But then the phone bank will be jammed.
Right. They won't
be able to get through.
Yeah.
Roger's playing it cool. Roger's making his way round by round up the ladder.
Contestant number three is calling.
Okay.
Hello, contestant number three. What's your name?
Hey, my name's Lauren.
Uh-oh, it's a chick. Roger, good luck, baby. Good luck, baby. Listen to her. Use her feminine wiles. Just watch how a chick does it, Roger. You've got no chance in hell. All right, guys, you have between one, how many minutes, Ken?
One and two.
Between 1 and 2 minutes. It's going to be a random buzzer, but before that buzzer, you have to have decided between yourselves who's more deserving. And go.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a master's in sociology, so that explains a lot. I am underemployed. I'm walking dogs for some cash. One of them tries to bite me on a daily basis. Every month is a new adventure in attempting to pay my bills.
Yeah. I moved out of the home that I've owned for 30 years because I need to rent it out to make money. And I moved to this rental place way upstate that was way cheaper. And I spent a year fixing the place up that I have in the city so that I could rent it out. And it's been on the market and it hasn't rented and I'm broke. And that's why I can't afford to support the station during the marathon. Well, I was hoping to win this money so that I could give it to the back to the station for my marathon pledge.
Oh, he's good. This is Matthew. I'm reiterating that I do not want to go on to the next round because I'm kind of shy and I'm kind of regretting calling.
Matthew.
But caller three, what's your name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. Okay, I think Lauren should go on.
Okay. I think Roger should go on. Lauren, what are you going to do with the money if you get it? Are you going to keep it?
No, I'm going to pay some bills.
Uh-huh. Okay, is there a consensus? Do you guys have a consensus? We need an answer right now.
Oh.
Or we're going to hang up on all three.
Uh-oh.
Hang up.
Okay, Matt, who do you vote for?
I vote for Lauren.
Roger, who do you vote for?
I vote for Roger.
Lauren, who do you vote for?
Oh, that is... I vote for Roger.
Okay, we're saying goodbye to all of them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye, Matthew, Roger, and Lauren.
I don't make the rules. Well, actually, I do make the rules.
Yeah, you did make all the rules. Okay. And then you remade the rules.
So now we have to start from scratch. If you can't reach a consensus.
Yeah.
I
think the consensus needs to be reached before the buzzer goes off. That's just my opinion.
No, I think at the buzzer we can poll them. I just enjoy polling my listeners.
Yeah, okay.
201-209-9368. All right, we're
ready.
New listeners.
Ready with a brand new contestant number one. Hi, you're on the air.
Brand
What's your
new
name?
Panel.
Hey, I'm James.
James?
Hi,
okay.
James.
He sounds pretty needy to me. Pretty desperate, frankly.
All right, James, hang on.
Okay, James. And
contestant number two. What's your name?
It's Danny D.
Who is it?
Danny D.
Oh, it's Danny D.
It's Danny D.
Our old pal.
We know Danny D, and
yes, we
know
do.
He needs money more desperately than anyone. And who's number three, Ken?
Contestant number three, what's your name?
Hi, this is John.
Okay,
hi, John.
One of you is going to move on to the next round. One of you will survive. Two of you are going to not survive this round. The round is a minute or so, roughly a minute to 2 minutes. We're not going to tell you when that buzzer is going to go off. So you better introduce yourself and make your case quickly and go.
Okay, it's Danny. Hear me out. My plan is very simple. If I win the money all the way, I'm going to call next week during the 4-minute soaking period. I'm going to soak Andy Breckman so he will soak himself. If you're not on board with that, that's cool, but that is my pitch to you, my solemn oath.
John, my pitch is creepy. That if I receive the $125, I will not only donate it to the station, but I will double it and donate it to the station.
Wow.
Will you soak Andy with that double donation?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Why not? Actually, you know what? We will triple it. Keeping $125 to soak Andy and $250 goes to the station.
That's like a quadruple
James
soaking of Andy.
And
I'm very convinced.
Sounds like you're you have plenty of money to soak Andy with. As someone who's dynamically employed, I feel like I could use that money to, I don't know, like get some groceries and then soak Andy for like $50 or so.
My appeal is Spite, though. Spite is the best tasting thing possible.
Who should we vote for again?
Who was the second person who talked? Who's going to, like, really soak the hell out of Andy? That's my vote.
I am John.
John, okay.
We'll all vote for John in solidarity.
Excellent. John, will you vote for yourself?
I will vote for myself.
Okay.
John's pretty well off, but I guess the rich get richer, so.
It sounds like we have a consensus. I'm gonna poll our listeners. James, do you have a choice?
Well, they just chose
the rich guy.
Okay, that's John. Danny, do you have a choice? Have you made your selection?
I'm going with John.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye to James and Danny. Do you know which? We're going to keep John on the phone.
Yep.
I'm so glad John won. You know why?
Why?
This guy's lying through his teeth. This guy's won't be soaking me.
No, he's gonna double the.
Yeah, right. That's not going to happen.
He said he was going to double the 125. And then soak you for 250. Is that right, John?
It's like, oh, this is kind of a nice, this is kind of a poignant moment. This is Ken's first con man. You're meeting your first con man, Ken.
So it's actually quadrupling. He's actually.
He can say anything he wants to win that round. He played these two guys. John is my hero. He's going to take my money, and he's going to buy shrooms with it.
That seems like a good thing to do.
Okay, so John's still, but John has survived, and he's moved on to the next round.
John, you're with us, right?
I am, as far as I'm aware.
Yes, you're still with us. John, you played that masterfully. I love how you played those two.
Okay. I appreciate the skepticism and
oh, wait, hold on. Listen to this, Ken. Right.
My thinking here.
Yeah, you were being sincere.
Well-intended.
Yeah, you were real well-intended.
He's good. During the,
he's good.
During the fun drive, so this is going to work out so I can...
Oh, he's good. I bet he could pass a lie detector test, because I bet he's deluding even himself. You're
right,
good, my friend.
Let's meet contestant number two for this, the... fifth round.
Doesn't matter what number. We'll just keep going.
You're on the air. What's your name?
My name's John.
John number
another
two.
Another John.
John B.
All right. We need contestant number three at 201-209-9368.
We have the original John, and then we have John 2.0.
Yes.
Some shows don't have any Johns. We've got them coming out our butt. Okay, let's take that third. Let's put our third contestant for this round.
By the way, if you pledge to 7 second delay next week or the week after, we are going to be we've retained the services of Nexus Lexus, and we are going to be ranking every single listener
that pledges
to 7 second delay.
And everyone will get a trophy with your number on it. It will say second favorite listener, fourth favorite listener, eighth favorite listener, 12th favorite listener. We will rank all our listeners, and you'll get a distinctive trophy from Andy and Ken.
No program has ever done this before.
Yeah. That's our little tchotchke. That's our little...
All right. Contestant number three, you're on the air. What's your name?
Levi.
Levi.
All right, Levi.
So it's
John, Levi, and John.
John 2.0, John and Levi. John has already promised... And promised is a funny word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't imagine a more elastic word.
It is funny.
I know. John has promised to triple the money and then donate to the station.
Quadruple. I believe quadruple.
Let's see what John 2.0 and Levi have to offer. And you guys, one of you will survive and the other two will not. Or maybe you'll all, if you can't reach a consensus, you're all going to be flushed away. And go.
All right. First of all, we don't need
John
multiple 2.0
here. I want to give half the money to the radio station. I needed a half to pay for my rent. I had to quit my job about 3 months ago to go to Central America because my dad passed away over there. And anyway, I got to pay the lawyers. It's kind of corrupt over there. And I have property. I can't get it back. It's going to take me another year or so. Unfortunately, it's taking me another. I'm trying to get another job. Not that easy right now. The only offer I got, because I'm 60 years old, is pest control, and that's it about it for now, right now. So I'm hoping to get that in a month or two, so I could really use a couple extra bucks. All right, well, I've got a car.
I'm about to donate to somebody that needs a car, and if I win $125, I'll give them the $125 so that they can put it in the car to make some repairs on it.
So this is original, John. My original offer stands, and I would like to point out, however, that we can further...
Okay. I guess our time is up. I'm going to poll you, and we're going to see if it's unanimous. It has to be unanimous. So we're going to go... It's going to go in this order. Original John, John 2.0, and then Levi. And we'll see if you all have the same candidate in mind. It has to be unanimous. This is the moment of truth. Original John, John who survived from last round. Who do you vote for?
I vote for John 2.0.
His story touched your heart.
No. Well, I mean, it did, but my original promise was a sham.
Yeah, exactly. I knew that. Every adult listening knew that. Okay, so John 2.0, who do you vote for? I guess you could vote for yourself.
Yes, I'm pretty desperate.
Okay.
So I'm going to vote for myself.
You're voting for yourself. And that leaves it all up to Levi. Levi, here's your situation. If you vote for yourself, you're all eliminated, including yourself. The only option you have, that's option A. Or option B, you vote for John 2.0 and he moves on to the next round.
His dad died in Belize.
I'll vote for John 2.0. Because
yes!
He's brave enough to vote for himself.
Oh, because he's brave enough to vote for himself. And his dad died in Belize.
Honduras, but same difference.
Hey, can I get money? My dad died. Did your dad die, Ken?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, why don't we split the money? We're all orphans.
Well, what country did your dad die in?
My dad died. Oh, good question. My dad died in New Jersey. Where did your dad die?
Also in New Jersey.
Yeah, was there legal problems? Did you have to move the body? Did you have a problem getting him moved?
We had drug problems and legal problems.
Uh-huh. Why don't we all split the money? Three guys, dead dads.
They wouldn't give him morphine until the day he died.
That was my decision. They called me.
What kind of hospice is that?
I wanted him lucid when I talked to him.
Jesus. Hey, congratulations, John 2.0 and Levi and John 1.0. We're saying goodbye.
John, don't forget to tell that story. That's a winner.
I think you should change it to Belize, though.
Where his dad died?
Yeah. What do you think, John?
It's close. It's only about 30 kilometers away, 50 miles away.
Yeah, but Honduras has a pretty bad reputation.
No, well, that helps the story. Imagine having to deal with the...
The gangs. It has so many gangs in
but
Honduras.
But imagine how corrupt it is and having to deal with the authorities in Honduras.
I had to spend 3 months there, trust me.
3 months, Ken. 3 months, Ken. 90 days in Honduras trying to get his dad's body home.
Exactly.
Okay?
Really?
Ken, okay, a little sympathy, Ken.
Did you finally get the body, John?
No, it's still there. I have it working with the U.S. Embassy right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because the people he was living with, his girlfriend, they give you the birth his passport, but it's all being processed now.
Oh, I'd vote against him. I mean, I can see through him, but I know, Ken, you're sympathetic.
I'm on Team John 2.0.
Yeah, I know.
All the way.
Yeah, I can see right through this guy.
And I'd be on his team even if it was El Salvador.
Well, I admire him because he concocted this amazingly plausible story.
It's true.
Yeah, of course it is. Oh, no, of course it is. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368.
We're waiting for contestants number 2 and 3.
Look, John 2.0 has scared him with his sob story, with his Queen for a Day story. Maybe your dad has died in some even more remote third world country. Give us a call, 201-209-9368.
Yeah, yeah. If your dad died in Haiti or Kazakhstan.
Yeah, that would trump John's Honduras story.
Right.
That would checkmate John.
Phone number is 201.
Or if you're a young girl that is having some problems, I think John's heart would melt, I think.
Yes.
Okay, 201-209-9368.
All right. And contestant number 2, you're on the air. What's your name?
John number 3.
Oh, John 3.0.
John 3.0, okay.
We've got him coming out our butt, as I said.
And contestant number three, you're on the air. What's your name?
This is John.
Okay, no, we've talked to John 2.0. We've John talked to John 3.0. No, it's not another John. Are you all John?
I believe okay. They are.
Well, let me see. John 2.0, are you here? This
yes,
is roll
I am.
Call. John 3.0, are you here?
Yeah, checking in.
John 4.0, are you present?
Present.
Okay, now my advice would be, you're going to have a minute to make your case. My advice would be to identify yourself as you're talking. I mean, before, as you speak, the way you would on a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, 2.0, you know, 3.0, 4.0. You just say, 3.0 talking.
You don't even have to like say that. The word talking, Ken.
Right. 3.0.
That's right. Just that's like how you that. Do it. Okay, guys, you have about a minute, maybe a little more, to make your case, and then we're going to poll you and take this to the next level. Here we go.
All right, start.
Okay, again, this is John 2.0. I need some money because I had spent 3 months in Honduras trying to get my dad back. Got legal bills, and it's going to take me another month to get another job, so I desperately need some money to keep me afloat, please.
J3, I'm going to do what original John did. I'm going to soak Andy and double the money. Get back to FMU.
So this is John 4.0, but surprise, it's actually John 1.0 calling back. I am supporting John 2.0 for a second round.
Wow. Okay.
I'm voting for myself, J3.
Hello?
Hello?
Just waiting for that buzzer or for consensus, whichever happens.
J3. I'm going to vote for myself, whoever we're doing 2.0. I'm going to vote for myself. Still J3.
I'm going to call this, and we're going to take a vote right now. I'm going to poll you all. Okay, the original John, how do you vote?
That's John 4.0.
John 4.0, or he's sometimes known as the original John.
Yeah.
He's a man of many.
Original John votes yes. for John 2.0.
Okay, thank you, John. John, you fell on your own sword, and you voted for John 2.0.
So you believed the Honduras story.
Yeah. John 2.0, who do you vote for? You can vote for yourself, I guess.
I'm going to vote for myself again.
Okay, vote for yourself to move on. So now it's all up to John. This is very dramatic. John 3.0, your choice is this. You can either vote for John 2.0, whose dad is still in Honduras.
His body.
Yeah. I hope it's on ice. Or you can vote for yourself, and you would all three of you be flushed away, and we would start again. We would completely reset.
I'm going to vote to support the original mission of the original John and vote for myself, John 3,
okay.
Who is going to do what John 1 sought to do from the beginning.
Even though it means that none of you will survive.
Correct, J3.
Okay. Wow. Pretty dramatic there.
I wish I had a toilet flushing noise. But
I know how to find a toilet flushing noise.
How?
If you give me a tape recorder and you let me loose in this building for like 3 or 4 minutes,
yeah.
I could come back to you with a toilet flushing
noise.
No
way.
Because I know.
No, you couldn't.
Because last week I found the bathroom.
Ah!
Ken has kept the bathroom hidden from the staff for many, many years.
Wow.
Okay, so we're saying goodbye to John, and John.
Johns are all gone.
The Johns are all gone.
All right. Now we start a new round.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever wins the final round
that
wins.
That John's point three. He was.
Wins $125.
He was cold.
Yes.
He was cold, baby.
Yeah, knowing that he would make everybody lose.
Right.
And
He brought everyone down with him.
And John 2.0 with his story about his dad in Honduras. I mean, I don't necessarily believe that he's in Honduras, but I can believe that he's somewhere in Central America and that, yes, he's dead.
Why doesn't he just bring back a different body? Why does it have to be his dad's body?
I know.
Just bring back anybody from Honduras.
Oh, my God. This is the oldest complaint in the book.
They probably have dozens of bodies lining the streets in Honduras, and you just bring one back and bury him.
It's gangland. They're just throwing people into pits. Yeah.
If you wait a few seconds, you'll have a body. And you'll bring that body home, throw it into a knapsack.
I guess we should have said this to John 2.0.
You know what it might be? He might be sentimental.
Yeah.
He might want his dad's body.
Oh, his real dad. The body of his real dad.
Yeah, people have feelings
like
that.
No, you're right. Did you have feelings like that for your dad?
I don't remember. I was in high school. Probably not. I was in high school.
Yeah.
you remember high school, right?
Well, I do, but you were straight edge, so you really should remember.
No, I guess I love my dad because 6 days of the year we didn't have that, you know, he didn't do that quality time stuff with me.
He didn't have a special time with
you?
Yeah, the
special night visit.
6 days a year.
No, six days a week.
Oh, 6 days a week?
Yeah, not every night is Tuesday night, Ken. Not every night is special time with your son night. A lot of dads don't give you that kind of break.
I just went bowling with my dad on Sunday morning. So that's,
did you really?
Yeah, that was the extent.
That was your relationship with your dad?
It was one of the things we did is we went bowling on Sunday mornings with all the other divorced dads.
And so we would
only my dad wasn't divorced. He was the only married one there.
So you would leave your dad's body in Honduras?
Not Honduras. No.
201-209-9368. Hey, we're starting from scratch. It's a whole new...
Oh, my God. We've been yabbering so long that we lost all our contestants.
Oh, no. Just hit redial. Everybody that just called, 201-209-9368. And, oh, my gosh, we're starting
from
scratch.
Yeah, we're starting from scratch, and we're getting close to the final round in which somebody actually will win $125.
Yeah, this is when you should be calling.
I wish John 2.0 would call back.
This is a gift. This is a gift from John 3.0 because... now everybody's eligible, and you're close to the finish line.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're coming up to that finish line.
Do you agree if no one calls?
Yep.
Or if the last round, there's no winner, I get to pocket the money. Wow, that's the sweetest thing ever.
Yes, I do agree.
I might need that money because I know what your plans are for next week.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
This is Sam the Appraiser 2.0.
Sam 2.0. Okay. Sam,
okay.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay.
Contestant number two. Contestant two. You're on the air. What's your name?
John.
Which John?
I'm a new one.
5.0. John 5.0.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is the kind of show
Hi,
we have.
Hi, it's Pam again.
It's Hi, Pam. Again.
Ooh, rematch.
Oh, this is it. Oh, yeah.
Pam 2.0.
They climb back into the Thunderdome. Sam, John, and Pam.
Now, don't forget, you only have between 60 seconds and 2 minutes, and it's a random time.
Wait, I don't know who's on the air.
Well, you have Sam, you have John, who's calling himself a new John 5.0, and then Pam, you're on. Pam, I would unbutton that top button.
Sam's back on?
Sam is back on.
Yeah, it's Sam, John, and you, Pam.
If you can't reach a consensus, this is getting near the end. Oh, this is now when it really counts.
Yeah.
If you want to be part of that.
We really have to get off in time for Matt Fiveash.
Okay.
Do we really?
Yeah, we really do.
Why? What does he play? What kind of music?
He plays the blues.
That can wait. The blues can wait.
No, the blues can never wait.
Yeah, believe
we'll
me.
We'll have the blues.
Yeah, believe me, the blues can wait. Have you ever heard the blues?
I listen to his show every week. It's
the
great.
The blues can wait. 201-209-9368. That's why we love the blues.
So I have a new, can we start?
Yeah.
Can you guys shut up?
Yes, go ahead.
Pam, unbutton that button, Pam.
Pam's really jumping on the, go ahead.
So I have a new proposal. I don't know if you guys know Hyperdose on the FMU board. He can't call because he's waiting for a call from a job, but if I go through, I will donate my money to him, who is currently homeless or almost homeless and jobless because of many unfortunate events. So that is my proposal. If you want to vote me off, fine.
Okay, this is John 5. I have a stunt proposal. If I win, I will come to the station I guess during a 7-second delay, with a mattress and roll around on the $125 in order to raise more money naked.
Well, okay.
Wow. Sam, the alarm went off before we heard your plea, your argument. But we're going to have to ask you first, Sam. Who do you vote for? It can be yourself. It can be John 5.0, who's going to just him bringing the mattress up the stairs would be worth the price of admission for me, or Pam, who has an imaginary homeless friend.
No, that's Hyperdose. He's real.
Oh, he's real.
Yeah, he is real. Okay. His house blew up.
His house blew up.
His house blew up. Yeah.
And was he in the house?
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst place to be if your house is blowing up.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sam.
All right, I'll vote for the house, the blown up house.
Boy, you don't sound happy about it.
All right. Sam's voting for Pam.
Okay, Pam. I'm gonna poll you next. Pam, who do you vote for?
Me.
You're voting for yourself, and then by proxy, your homeless friend. Okay, so it all comes down to mattress John 5.0. John, you could blow these two out of the water, or you could vote for Pam.
Oh, I see. Is there going to be another round?
Pam would move on, and you might move on if you could hit redial, but right now our phone bank is full.
Oh, I see.
Vote for yourself. Be a man.
Nice,
Sam. I will say one more thing on my stunt. I have Ken's old bunny suit from 20 years ago that I bought during one of WFMU's yard sales.
Whoa.
I will wear that.
I would pay for that. I would pay a premium to get a good seat, to get a front row seat for that. So, John, your vote is for
himself.
Yourself?
Like, yeah.
I guess myself, so I'm blowing everybody.
You have not thrown yourself on the grenade. You have held the grenade up above your head to kill everyone in the trench.
Bye, Sam, John, and Pam.
Yeah, that's how it works. So now here we are. It's 11 minutes to 7. How many more rounds do we have, Ken? Two?
As many as we can. Yeah, probably one
probably
or two.
Probably two more rounds. Yeah. So this is it. We're starting from scratch with two rounds to go. Your odds are much higher with only two rounds to go. You don't have to fight your way through the jungle. 201-209-9368. Let's take the next three calls very quickly.
You mean the jungle where John 2.0's dad died?
Yes.
That jungle? The same one?
Yeah.
Hi, contestant number one. You're on the air. What's your name?
Here we are. It's 11 minutes to 7.
Contestant number one.
That's you. Well,
check
they don't
in,
know.
Please.
But, Ken, they don't know if they're contestant number one.
Damn, number one again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Roger again. If Pam can call back, I can
okay,
call.
Okay, it's Roger. It's Roger again.
And contestant number two. Check in, please.
I'm back.
Pam! Wait,
this is Pam hit redial.
It's Pam 3.0.
Pam, you're like a cockroach. You think you killed it, and then, oh, wait, hold on. There it is. It's under the counter.
I want to try and instill some guilt in the whole
That's how you do it, Pam. You work.
I know you love to put on a show.
Yeah.
But it really...
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll hear all about him in a minute.
Pam, go, Pam, go for shame as well.
I'm gonna make this person
you worked that skirt. Yeah. You worked that skirt, baby. Okay, who's number three?
Contestant number three, check in, please.
I can't work the skirt.
The name is Devin.
Devin, all right.
Devin. So it's Devin, Roger, and Pam. Devin sounds like he's going to blow himself up. He sounds like a terrorist of some kind. He's going to take everyone down with him. Okay, it's Roger, Pam, and Devin. You have a minute.
My name is John.
Mark, get set, go.
It's Roger, Pam, and Devin. I would identify yourself before you talk, and here you go. You have about a minute. Go.
Okay, I'm Devin.
Okay. I think Devin is lying, and Devin's name is Pam.
My name is Pam.
Anyway, what do you guys want?
All right. I've been through one round already with Pam, and I've heard Pam's new proposal, and I'm familiar with Pam's proposal, and Pam wins. I vote for Pam.
I too vote for Pam. I agree in Pam's proposal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pam,
and I will tell
yourself?
Hyperdose, I'm connected with him on Instagram, and he would be very excited, and he would thank everyone.
Okay, so there it is. So is that a consent?
Okay, so there, do we have unanimity?
Yeah, it sounds like unanimity.
Roger, Devin, and Pam. So, Pam, you have moved on.
Thank you, Roger.
All right.
Pam, you have to survive two more rounds.
Thank you, Devin.
Two more. I thought it was one more.
Well, it's,
yeah, that was a fast round.
It's a fast round. It's eight, it's your own damn fault. I think there's a chance we're going to get a terrorist on board this plane.
I will talk really.
Exactly. Well, but there is
so
a clock ticking.
All right, contestant number two. Contestant number two, you're on the air.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't think so.
This is a very strange strategy that Pam is taking.
Well, but Pam doesn't know there's a clock ticking.
She's been she's choosing to be annoying.
I know, Pam. This isn't going to work. It's going to blow up.
Okay. Contestant number two, check in, please.
What is your name?
Well, that was the old deadline.
Okay. What is your name? Caller number two.
The caller who
is
me?
Yes, that's
you.
What is your name?
Oh, hey, Zachary here.
Oh, Zachary.
The Dad Club.
Okay.
Okay, Zachary. And Zachary, it sounds like Pam. It sounds to me like he's wearing a suicide vest. I think he's going to take you all down. Okay.
And contestant number three, what's your name?
Contestant three.
Nothing but support for you, Pam.
Who else is this? Who else is on?
Original
John.
Okay.
Take some time to do this.
Okay, Pam, if you're annoying, honey, sweetheart, let me tell you something from experience. If you're annoying, you're going to turn the whole room against you.
Right. It's like being on a jury. You want people to like you.
Okay, but, and the clock is starting.
I think more I want the person holding the phone.
And go.
Like me. So who's the new person?
I think Pam should get the vote. Because
who's the new person?
Also participating on the Valentine's Day.
Oh.
She's a big WFMU supporter. She's trying to help the community with a board member. So she's got my vote.
What about the new person or the other person?
John won? No, John, vote for Pam.
Hi, this is Original John. As much as I'd like to vote for John 2.0, he's not here. So panel have to receive the vote.
Okay. So a real quick poll. Zachary, your vote very quickly.
Don't make it Pam. Quick. Don't make it quick. We don't have another.
We have time for one more.
We have time for one more round.
Oh, my God. I'm looking for a suicide bomber. 201-209.
Thank you, Zachary. Thank you, John.
So, Pam, you stick around. Somebody wearing a suicide vest will net Andy $125.
Andy, yes. If there is a person with a suicide vest,
yes.
You promise to donate an extra $125 to Hybridose?
No.
Come on.
No. No, look, why would I go to the trouble of blowing up his house and then 2 weeks later write him a check? It doesn't make sense. Think before you talk, Pam. 201-209-9368.
Why did you blow up his house?
I had the wrong address. That's all I want to say. I didn't know it was him. 201-209-9368.
Okay, we got to move fast here because we got to get out of here for Matt Fiveash.
No, we don't. It's the blues.
Contestant number two, you're on the air.
It's John 2.0.
Oh, my God, John 2.0. Okay. All right, and contestant number three. Number three, you're on the air.
Okay, who is contestant number three?
Contestant three, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this?
If we don't agree, nobody gets the money.
Who is this? What is your name?
Frankie.
Okay, Frankie sounds like my friend. Pam, to answer your question, if you don't agree, if it's not unanimous, somebody does get the money. Me.
On your mark, get set, go!
Plating, John 2.0, please.
I think I
can use it. I need to get my dad back.
Thank you, Frankie.
No problem.
And who's the other, John 2.0, are you voting for me also?
No, I'm voting for myself.
Oh, you're the mattress guy?
My dad's the one in the Honduras. I'm trying to get him back.
Oh, okay. This other guy is really homeless, like inches away from being on the street, truly. And I know, and I'm very sorry about your father. I know that's horrible.
Thank you so much.
I could send you some money.
Might be on the news soon.
Huh?
It might be on the news soon. It's a very long story, but complicated. But
fun.
Okay, I'm calling. I'm calling this round. We're gonna pull you people. This is very dramatic. This is it. This is the final round. There's $125 in cash on the table. Frankie, who do you vote for? Is it John or Pam?
That's a tough question.
Frankie?
I think I'm a vote for Pam.
Okay, Frankie is voting for Pam.
Listen to me. Frankie.
No,
Frankie.
You have...
Pam, you got Frankie's
you
vote.
Have
for, let's vote for the guy. I said I vote for Pam.
Okay, so wait. Frankie has voted for Pam.
I did not get cocky, Sam.
Okay. Jack... I'm sorry, John.
Who's Pam voting for?
Oh, Pam, who are you voting for?
Frankie to vote for the other guy, the John.
I think Frankie's already voted.
Frankie has voted for you, Pam.
Can Frankie change his vote?
Frankie, I'll give you one last chance to change your vote. Do you change your vote? Frankie?
Frankie, change your vote.
Yep.
Yep, what? You have to say it. You have to declare it.
I vote for John.
Okay, John.
I vote for John, too.
Okay, John.
God bless you people.
Okay, so John,
Oh, my God, the body's coming home from Honduras.
Well, not the whole body. It's only $125. We're going to get that head back.
We'll do a repass.
Hey, John 2.0. John 2.0, just hang on the line, okay?
Thank you.
Don't hang up. And thank you, Pam and Frankie.
Pam, you have a heart of gold.
And thank you, Jeremiah, for
the newsletter. And Frankie, you too. You really stepped up.
And join us next week for the WFMU Fundraising Marathon, the soaking of the Breckman at 6:15.
You don't have to. You know, next week is not essential. It's optional.
No, it's absolutely essential.
No, it's not going to be a good show. I think if you have anything else going on next week.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org.
And I got to warn you, people, coming up is some blues.
Next week at 6:15, the soaking of
No. Why do you even announce the time? What is...
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Cat nor grave, hold my body down. Hold my body down. It was early one morning, just about the break of day. The angel came from glory and rolled the stone away. But when the women came alone and they found that the Savior was gone, you know, can no grave hold my body down. Yeah, I can't no grieve, hold my body down.